Were you watching or were you listening? Even if you weren't, there's every chance your social media feed is today drowning in pictures of a dramatic penalty shootout at the end of a dramatic game. Let's listen to the closing moments of the Munster Under-20 hurling final. Clare and Tipperary were level at full-time, after extra time and after the first five penalties. The match then went to sudden death penalties. The commentary is from Clare FM.
Moment, that's all you're waiting for. But it's Stephen Tobin once again. He's about to strike. And he says, oh! 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 Munster, under 20, Hurling league champions. Matt Sheedy has pulled it off right inside in the goal mouth. And if ever you saw drama, it's absolutely here. The whole stand has come down on the field here. Matt Sheedy has been absolutely surrounded down at the 20-metre line. Tommy, you want to get a word in.
Still, you know, like, I mean...
And Cill O'Connor, the man you heard describe Mark Sheedy's penalty save, is on the line. Cill, have you recovered?
Good afternoon to you, Rachel. Has the whole county recovered? You might well ask. But as I said, it was, you know, when you look back at last night, first and foremost, it was the Munster final. We all knew it was going to be nip and tuck between them. We had excitement right throughout the game and all the way to extra time. But the excitement did, of course, changed to drama. And that was the drama of the penalty shootout. And again, as you said, at the end of five penalties each, it was three, and then it was, as I said, a sudden death. And you know, there's one thing about penalty taking, there's always two certainties about penalties, no matter whether it's hurling, football or most games. It's going to decide the game, number one. That's what it's going to do. And then there's always going to be a hero. Now, that's either the player that scored it or the player, like last night, Mark Sheedy, saving the penalty, a superbly struck penalty from Stephen Tobin. That's the driver. And I said, I tell you, you know, Mark Sheedy, there were so many people on top of him last night. I was talking to him afterwards, and I can tell you now, he is recovered.
That's good. It's rare enough for an under-20s match to receive so much coverage because it's just about everywhere today. But both teams, to be fair, were extraordinary.
Well, look at you, you know, you hit the nail on the head. If you look back here, there was approximately, without counting the substitutes, there was about 40 players that played a part in that last night. It was huge, and you have to include Tipperary in this. You know, they were absolutely superb. They felt they could be more ahead at half-time. There were four up. They had 13 wides. Clare had no wide. There was a very strong breeze. Then Clare took the lead halfway through the second half. Tipperary came back. Clare needed something. They got a penalty, and as I said, they were 1 point ahead in the first period of extra time and levelled in at the end of it. So look, they played a huge part in this, and the group of lads that we saw down on the field, we do forget they're 18, 19 and 20 years of age, but they certainly would take a top award last night for excitement and for drama in a Munster hurling final under the lights in the Gaelic grounds.
I've seen people online today saying that Mark Sheedy saved, that it was one of the best they've ever seen in any sport. And I know at one stage last night, I was listening to you and I had T.G. Cahir on as well. Your co-commentator, Tommy Kilfoyle, he couldn't watch anymore, which isn't great really in a co-commentator. How would you rate Mark Sheedy's save last night? Because of course he had three saves and he scored a penalty.
Well, Mark Sheedy happens to be from Six Mile Bridge here, my own club. So I know Mark since he was the height of a grasshopper all years up along. And there's one thing about him, he absolutely loves the game. And from the day he came into the field, he always wanted to be part and parcel of being a goalkeeper. There was always a goalkeeper in his head for some strange reason. And he worked at it and worked at it and continues to work at it. And he does that all the time. But I'll tell you one thing about him, Rachel. It was a superb save. His ability and his agility, you know, somebody asked him one time about penalty take, and he said, look, I can only make my mind up by looking at the player that's taking the penalty. You know, you try and get some indication. And you know, I can tell you one thing about Mark Sheedy. If he's still saving penalties in 20 years' time, he'll still be the same Mark Sheedy. The 2 feet, I guarantee you, will never leave the ground. His save was absolutely superb last night. As I said, he works on it. He tries to read it as best he possibly can. And last night, it came good for him.
So lovely to talk to you, and it was some match. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.